Acknowledge that you are what you have declared yourself to be, a humble acceptance. And this cannot be taken for granted. Anybody who takes it for granted is still halting between two opinions. And finally, it requires a rigid, implicit kind of obedience. In verse 40 we read, "And Elijah said unto them, when they had fallen on their faces and said, The Lord, He is the God, Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon." We stood right beside that brook about 5 years ago when we were in Israel. "Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there." Now you say, that's radical. That doesn't sound like a God of love. Listen, every time there has ever been a contender with God, God asked that contender to die. And this is a spiritual way of God saying that deep to the inside of what you are, the sword of divine judgment by your own choice must always be drawn against anything and everything that may prevent you from wholly following the Lord. What is on the inside of you that contests God? Whatever is there, God says, take the sword and let it die. And this is the way to rightly face Him. I want to ask you, what about your relationship with this God? The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you halting, limping back and forth between two opinions, uncertain about the reality of God, uncertain about whether or not Baal is God? God calls upon you this evening to exercise your own prerogative to choose for or against Him. And we want to ask you, as our service comes near a conclusion, just to do what God puts in your heart to do. We're going to sing just now a hymn of invitation. Our choir is going to lead us. I want to ask you there in the congregation just to stand quietly to your feet. And would you be so gracious as to bow your heads? And if you would, close your eyes and pray in these moments of invitation. Ask God to have His way in your life. Whatever is undecided, put it aside. And decide, if Baal is God to you, then go all the way. The only thing that ever made Jesus Christ sick to His stomach was an undecided church. He said, because you're neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. And He became sick at His stomach because of an indecision on the part of the people. How long are you going to limp on between two opinions? If you'll face God, He will confirm Himself and be no longer an opinion in you. He'll be a working reality inside of your life. We want to ask you to let Him have His way with you. Would you pray, if you know God, if you know Jesus, pray in these moments. Ask God to have His way. The prayer altar is again open for anybody who would like to come and pray on his or her knees. And whatever God puts in your heart to do, we want to ask you to do it tonight. The choir sings, and you come, letting God have His way in you.